The Minnesota Loon Monitoring Program is a great way to get involved with wildlife on lakes near you. It's a long-term project of the Non-Game Wildlife Program of the DNR. And joining us now in the studio, non-game specialist Gia Crozier. Thanks for being in today.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about first, what does the DNR want to learn from loons? Why is this information useful to you?
So loons are a great indicator of the health of our lakes. And so we're doing this long-term monitoring program so we can take a long-term look at the quality of our lakes and how they're doing. So we're interested in both how the loon population is doing in terms of the number of adults that we have, as well as the number of chicks that are being produced. But then also that's an indication that the water quality is good. There aren't very many contaminants in the lake. There's not a lot of recreational pressure or development pressure. So these are still really quality lakes for loons.
So it's more than just finding out about the loons.
It is. They're a great indicator of healthy lakes. So they also, you know, long-term monitoring programs like this end up having uses that we don't predict. Like, for example, we will likely be able to use this data set to look at climate change and the impacts of climate change on this species over time. So these programs are just super valuable.
Well, we had Harry Hutchins on earlier, and I think he's been involved in this program before. Kind of tell us what you're looking for. Do you need to be a naturalist to volunteer with this program?
No, this is a very simple survey that anyone can do. And it's really great for kids, actually. It's a great way to get kids outside and involved in us in science. So it's a simple survey. Every year, we have about a 10-day window that is typically centered around 4th of July that volunteers go out and survey their lake once during that time period. They go out in the morning and they just write down all of the loons that they see and the number of chicks that they see. So we give the volunteers simple instructions and a data sheet for them to fill out.
Wow. So they only have to go out once during that. For some reason, I was seeing 10-day time period, so I was thinking you have to go out every day.
Mm-hmm. Nope. It's a one-time deal. So, and we have a variety of lakes. We have some larger lakes that you need a boat to survey. We also, most of our lakes are more medium sized, like 100 to 200 acres, that a canoe or kayak is usually the best option. And then we have a number of smaller lakes that are just done by the shore. Okay. Some of them are easy access where you can just hike right up to it. Others, you need to bushwhack through the woods. So you choose the lake that's best for you.
Yeah. John and I were talking about that last night. The loons were just going crazy, both of us, where we were. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much fun to hear it. And you forget, I mean, you remember the call of the loon, but you forget how nuts they get this time of year. And it's fun. I don't mind being kept awake by that sound. But so it looks like from the website, you need folks to be helping at various lakes. And within our listening area, it looks like Aiken and Crow Wing County, but Itasca as well as other places around the state. But can you tell us places you're looking specifically for?
Sure. So in Itasca County, we have 100 lakes that volunteers survey for us, and about 30 of them are available right now.
Okay.
And we, this year, have a new system where people can go onto our website, search Minnesota Loon Monitoring Program, and there's an interactive map where you can scroll around and see which lakes are available. You can click on it. It will tell you what you need, a boat or a kayak, or just do it on foot, the type of access, and you can sign up for the lake right there on the website. Or if people aren't comfortable with that, you're also welcome to call us and we can sign you up. Aiken Crow Wing has about 20 or so lakes available. So our volunteers tend to be very long-term and are with our program for quite a while, and we've been going on for 25 years now, and so some of our older volunteers are retiring. We're really trying to recruit a new group of volunteers to come and start taking over some of these lakes that we're having trouble finding volunteers for.
Yeah, I like this idea of possibly the, you know, we've been hearing from phenology students. We had 7 different classrooms today, and you know, once school's almost done, so that's probably their last phenology report. So it'd be great for parents to get their kids out during this time. It'd be very useful to the state and for future studies if you get involved with this.
Right, absolutely.
So the best way you can find out the lakes and what kind of what you need to get to the lakes to monitor them, and it's a 10-day period around the 4th of July.
Yep.
Okay. So you can find information, you can do an easy search at dnr.state.mn.us and look for the Loon Monitoring Program. That'll lead you to the information and also phone numbers you can call. Anything else we might have missed?
No, that's it. We're just super grateful. We have this wonderful group of dedicated volunteers volunteers that do this year after year. We're just so grateful. And, you know, it's a really fun survey. So just a great way to get outdoors and help with science.
We would love to hear from you. If you are going to volunteer with us, let us know what the experience is like. If you need more information on how to sign up for the Minnesota Loon Monitoring Program through the DNR, give us a call at 800-662-5799. Gia Crozier, the non-game specialist with the DNR, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
This is the Tuesday Morning Show. Coming up, we'll have history with Don Bosey.